Okay, we're on Beitza Daf Chof Vov. Okay, going up to the Mishnah, we had in the Mishnah, just to recap, we had a machlokis between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon with regards to a bechor that fell into a pit on Yom Tov. If you can go down and schlep it out and shecht it. So now, says the Gemara, three lines down, B'mai Kemifligi, what are they arguing about? So Rashi says they're obviously not arguing about muksa, because we know that Rebbe Yehuda prohibits muksa, and so how does he permit over here? So So if you want to say it's actually with regards, can you check out a mum to see if it's a mum? If it's a temporary one, then it would be prohibited to shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash, or if it was a permanent one, the Rebbe Yehuda sova. Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion, Royin Mumin B'Yom Tov, you're allowed to see Mumin B'Yom Tov, and there's no problem of like a tick, it's like a tikkun, or it's like a judging a din on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Sova and Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Royin Mumin B'Yom Tov. Okay, you can't. But so that was a suggestion, yeah, because that was an Eleima, I think it was. Okay, now Eneima, fine, yeah. But if that was the case, Liflugu Baroyim Mumim D'Alma. Just argue in straight out. You know, can you see Mummy on Yom Tov or not? Period. This Gemara is very important to get your punctuation over here. So this is punctuation, big punctuation one. Right? I mean, if it is true that we're arguing about Royim Mumim B'Yom Tov, let them just say straight out. Period. Okay? So answer the Gemara, no. Bukhor, this is from Gil yesterday. Bukhor Shanofel Abor. We're talking, right, specifically this case of a firstborn animal that fell into a. What's that?
Dilma goes up and down in
the first. Da'alma. It's not Dilma, it's Da'alma. Mumin Da'alma means right, the general, right? Okay, so now, Bukhor Shanofel Abor. Right, the case of a Bukhor Shanofel Abor, it's Trichole. We need that because we wanted to focus on this point because we're going to learn a Chiddush out of this, right? Because if you would have thought otherwise, if you didn't have the Mishnah, Salka Da'atach Amina, Mishum Tzor Bali Chaim, over here there's the animal is in pain, it's in a stuffy pit, yeah, and it wants to get out of there, yeah, and it, maybe it's going to get, whatever, it's in pain. La'arim, a person will be allowed in such a case to do Ha'arama, because Tzor Bali Chaim is a halachic, has halachic value. There are certain leniencies we sometimes take. Yeah, but Liske, and you can take it out of the pit. Yeah, could Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yeshua, who we're going to see later on in the Masechta, yeah, that Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that you can do Ha'arama in certain cases, right, to, you know, you say, you know, this one looks good, and then you say, you know what, I think the other one's better. So that's we're going to see that, Bezat Hashem. So so you may think you do, what's the harama over here? So look at, right, Rashi is a very short Rashi over here, just kind of to the side, a little bit down. Says, La'arim loima vada yimtza bo mum. This is sure, this is sure going to have a mum in it, this animal, and therefore I'll be able to shaft it, so if I can take it out. And so that, so you may think that. So, kamash malam, that not.
So at this stage, regardless of mum or not, an animal having a crippled size is not a good enough reason to take it out. You need a second reason.
No. If it was a normal animal in a pit, you could take it out.
Okay.
Because there's no issue. The problem over here that it's a bechor. If it remains a bechor without a mum, yeah, it's supposed to be a korban.
Right.
And therefore, it's muksa. Right. So. Right. So you can't take it out.
So that's only true that on the whole side by the time is there a bone. The mitzvah is there a bone. On the whole side of the time is there a rice, but we put one.
Oh, okay, that's another thing. Yeah, but let's not go to. Okay. But we're gonna. Good point. But, okay, but this is where we're holding. And we're saying. So. We said if they're arguing about, right, Donna Roim Mummy Beyond to why are they bringing the Bukhor into the pit into the equation. So the answer is no, because we'll teach you that you can't do Harama over here and say, I'm sure gonna have a mummy. Okay. But says the Gemara, now this is the Kasha now in the Gemara. Ihachi, if that is true what you're saying, this is also important. Now over here, right, we're focusing, the rest of the Gemara is gonna focus on the latter half of the statement of Rebbe Yehuda. Right? right? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says basically, if it fell into the pit, right, the mum goes down, yeah. And if there's a mum, right, you could take it out and you can shecht it. And but if not, lo yishchot, right? So we're going to focus on that. If not, lo yishchot, okay. I hachi lo yishchot. So that's a quote from the Mishnah of the latter half of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. It should say lo yale v'yishkoit. You shouldn't take it up and shecht it miboyle. Meaning, if the focus is the whole thing, you're just trying to get this animal out of the pit somehow. Yeah, you should say, you know, say it direct. No, you can't do haroma over here and take the bechor out of the pit with haroma. You're not allowed to do that. So it doesn't fit in. This explanation doesn't seem to fit in with the Mishnah, so you can't say that. Okay, says the Gemara. No. Lo tzricha, right? No. The case of the latter statement of the what Rabbi Yehuda said when it says lo yishchot, it means the ovar. That it was after the fact, yeah, but aske, and he brought up the bechor, yeah. And now, salkadatechamina, you would think, lishchote, you would be allowed to shecht it. Okay, so basically that's why it says lo yishchot means even after the fact that you took it out of the boar. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, but you may think you can shecht it. Kamashulan, you cannot shecht it. Now, okay, again. So that's what. But then the Gemara says another thing, right? Lishchate, what? Right? How can you shecht it? Ha tamhu, right? We seem to be ignoring the mum, right, about the mum now, but it's a tam. Yeah, if you think the whole issue is basically Tzar Balichaim, you've got this animal that's in the pit, yeah? And the point is it's a bechor and it's in pain, yeah? But if you take it out, you can't shecht it. What's the Havamin to think that you can shecht it? It's a tam. Tam means it doesn't have a mum, right? It doesn't have a mum. So obviously you can't, you've got to take it to the Mikdash. Says the Gemara, right? Lo tzricha. No, it's needed. It's a nofel bay mumma. No, it had a mum in it. Very straightforward, yeah? But then it says, wait a second. Mahamuktahu. Again, it's muksa. Meaning, if the mum came today, yeah, it's for sure muksa. Yeah, because we're in the latter. Again, we're in the latter part of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was with muksa. Yeah. So what's the shaila? Yeah. Or even it, yeah, even the first part, I suppose. It's just it's if the mum came today, it's muksa. Nothing to talk about. So and says the Gemara, no. Ella the nafal bay mum oiver. So it must be a case that he knew there was a mum over here, but what happened was it was a mum oiver. It was the start of a mum, and it could have gone either way. You don't know if it was a temporary mum, yeah, or it was going to like develop into a mum kavua, yeah. Vahashta have le mum kavua, and now it is a mum kavua. Okay, so that's what happened. Basically, he knew it had a mum on Erev Yom Tov, so he's got this cow in his mind that maybe he's going to shecht it, right? Or possibly, right? And because in the eventuality that it will be mum kavua, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can show to the Rav, yeah, a bechor on Yom Tov, right? Because he doesn't hold it's a problem of Danis Adin, right? Okay, so Ma'od Tema, so what might you think the deity Lave? That he had das upon it because he saw it was, you know, he had a mum over. Yeah, Menishchate, Kamash Malan. So Kamash Malan, in the latter part of the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says there's two reasons. One is it you can't do it because it's muksa, right? Because that's not real das. He wasn't sure that it was going to be okay. Yeah, another one, maybe it's because, did you say it's because of Issa here? There's different. Yeah, it says it's muksa machmas issa. That's like, for example, that's the standard case of muksa machmas issa is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon with if you light a candle on Shabbos, right? If you light a candle on Shabbos, so Beit HaShemesh shows it was muksa because it was lit, right? It was for whatever reason. And when it goes out, Rabbi Shimon says you can move it, but Rabbi Yehuda says you can't because it's muksa machmas issa.
Wasn't he minded to tell him the
dietary
law?
Yeah, so that's
his mind running. Had his mind running.
Right, because
he knew that there was a mum.
No, because it. It's Machmas Issa, Rashi says. Yeah, Issa means Issa like kibbui. There's different reasons given for the candle.
Yeah, right. So if he's got his mind on the fact that it. So why, if he has his mind on the fact that.
But that's not good enough das. You need das that is.
It's like a sophic.
I imagine that's a sophic.
Vadai mum or not? That's what you're saying.
No. It was a vadai sophic. It was a mum over. I mean, the way the Gemara sets it up.
Meaning something that's developing.
It could be. It could be. Yeah. It could be not.
So it's a sophic mum kavua or.
Right, I suppose it's not 100% sure. So that
das is not enough to
I would assume so. Yisrael, do you agree with that?
Sorry?
Do you agree with that?
I didn't.
Basically, we're saying that the das is just not enough. Because it's an amum over in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and therefore, even if it becomes kavua later, when the Lashon of the Gemara says that it's, right, that he doesn't have ma'adu teva, that he has das, kavash lam, no. L'chore's das is not strong enough.
Rashi says
the milk's not consistent. Right, yes, right. So that's right, because there's a lack of that. Yeah, which we didn't say.
It could be that he does have das, but he's done something.
Right, so Rashi, yeah, so Rashi says the other thing that given in Rashi keeps with the kanas kind of approach, that in the event that he took it out, that it could be that it's not muksa, but we would give him a kanas because he shouldn't take it out. And he's not allowed to partake of it. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Now, Tana Rabbanan. I think we're just going to do this Brisa. Well, we'll see how far we get. So this is a related. This is a similar thing. Bechor Tam. Now, according to our Gersa, Bechor Tam, like Rabbi Yehuda would not allow, right? Because the Bechor Tam on Erev Yom Tov would be Muktzah. Shenofel Abor. It fell to a boar. So Rabbi Yehuda Nossi is not our Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, which you have in the Mishnayos, is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah, right? And this is Rabbi Yehuda Nossi, who is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is Rabbi, who's the author of the Mishnayos. Yeah, Oymer, he says, Yerei Mumcha. A Mumcha can go down, but Yerei and check it out. So Rashi says over this, according to this Gersa, he doesn't hold with Muksa, Rabbi. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. But that's not our focus right now, anyway. So, im yesh boy mum, yal v'yishcha. If it has a mum, now you can take it out and shecht it. V'im lab, lo yishcha. And if not, you can't shecht it. Beautiful. Now, this is what we're going to be focusing on. Amar lo, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says to the Rabbi, Harei Amru, they said, ein royein mumim b'yom tov. You're not allowed to inspect mumim. Blemishes on Yom Tov. It's a problem of Metakin or Donas Adin. So, Kate said, so now this is Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, yeah, who says, oh, so who's Omru in Roin? So basically, Rabbi Shimon ben Asya is speaking in the name of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon, Rashi points out, was actually the Rebbe of Rebbe, right? He was one of the older generations. And Rabbi Shimon says, you can't check out the mum on Yom Tov. So now this is in Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Ketzat. Noilad boy mum me'erev Yom Tov. Let's say he had a mum on Erev Yom Tov. Ein mevakkin oisoi b'Yom Tov. You cannot check it out on Yom Tov. Okay, now so Rashi points out over here, it's basically, if this Gemara is a good Gemara, this Brisa, this sounds like l'chachil you can't, but b'di'evid if he did, it would be okay. So this is actually, this is the first... It's good to mark on it, and this price, there's going to be three sections of it, and the Gemara is actually going to discuss the three sections. So this was section one. Let's just say this again. Kate said, Noilad boy mum me'erev Yom Tov, ein mevakrinois ob Yom Tov. If it had a mum born on Erev Yom Tov, you can't check it out on Yom Tov. Rashi's going to say that sounds like chachila. You can't do it, but b'di'evid it will be okay. Now, section two of this price, Noilad boy mum, if he had a mum b'Yom Tov. Right, so now the mum actually came on Yom Tov. Rebbe Shimon Omer, ein zeh min hamukon. That's not min hamukon. Meaning, even Bidi Eved, if he checked it out, whatever, he wouldn't be allowed to partake of it. That's section two of this brisa. Yeah. Now, section three of the brisa, v'shavin. They agree, meaning Rabbi Shimon, and obviously it was Rabbi Yehuda. She'im noilad hu umumoy imoy. If it was born, and as it was born, you saw it had some kind of blemish upon it. So now it never had a cheskes, but it wasn't like set as like designated for a korban, and then suddenly it developed something that made it possible for a korban. Over here, it was born, no shaykhus to a korban, because it was born with a mum with it. Yeah. So shazam and a muchon. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree in such a case. Yeah, that it would be min a muchon. That's the end of the brisa. So
when was it
what's that?
When was it allowed?
On Yom Tov. Right. So
not knowing
that. What's that?
Why is it
mutter? Because we learned earlier in the first parak that an eagle born on Yom Tov is permissible. There's a question of that we contrasted that. What's the difference between a calf but an eagle born and an egg, right? So the Gemara discussed that. So that's we know that a normal eagle is born is okay, and also a b'chor would be a problem because it's designated for korban. But if it had a mum on it as it was born, and the Gemara is going to speak about it later, is that basically there was the Dayanim watched the birth. Right, as it was coming out, and they saw that it had a mum on it, then it would not have a cheskes issa, and it would be permissible. Okay, and we'll stop there.